Hey, it's Jamie Sumner, left guard from 1994-95, and this is the Bunch of Nuts podcast with my boys Dan and Cass. Go Bucks!
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. This is a very happy Dan, big Cass, and the Buckeyes are moving on to the next round of the Big Ten tournament. Buckeyes get it done against Iowa. Just an absolute, you know, from start to finish, they were in control, man. Every time, you know, Ohio State would score, Iowa would usually answer with a three, but they were just in control the entire game. Never really a doubt. Close at some points, but, you know, it was never really a doubt. And I got to credit Jake Diebler. He has his team rolling, and we are 40 minutes away from probably an NCAA tournament berth. So it's very exciting right now for Ohio State basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so fun to watch this basketball team play basketball. And there's, you know, a lot of people talking about, like, oh, Bruce Thornton going to transfer, Roddy Gale. I don't think anyone on this team transferred because they gel so much. But at the end of the day, you're right. 40 minutes away from a possible NCAA tournament bid with another – if we beat Indiana, that'd be another quad win. That would put us up to what? How many? Six? Purdue, Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm just trying – we got to beat Illinois. I'm just trying to figure out, though, like how – because they every time they flash the graphic, they say Indiana is our bad loss. But, like, I don't know. When is Indiana ever a bad loss? Especially when they have 18 wins. They might have 19 by the end of this episode. How is that, like – a blue blood, your worst loss? That's you're going to hold against us? That doesn't make any sense.
And they finished sixth in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that it doesn't make any sense. It almost feels like, you know, the writers and everyone, they it really feels like they just stopped giving a crap about this team once Holtman was fired. They haven't watched a game. If they are watching the conference tournaments, they'd realize that, you know, Merrimack almost won their conference championship. Who else? Oakland, we beat Oakland. They won their conference. We beat Merrimack. They almost won their conference. Western Illinois, Ohio State beat. They're playing for the MAC still. So some of these schools, like these smaller non-conference schools, you know, we're not getting credit for beating, but they're, you know, they're very competitive in their conferences. And then, you know, we're also not getting credit for beating, you know, West Virginia or UCLA. And obviously those teams stink, but we went out of the way and scheduled quality teams that just turned out not to be good, but we're getting dinged for playing Indiana and losing to them, who are a blue blood of the Big Ten. It just seems very biased. I think our wins are fantastic. Purdue, Maryland, Michigan State, Alabama. These are all quality wins. We add another one with Iowa. This is a very good resume, and we have 20 wins now. We have 20 wins. That's a big threshold to be over.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what other losses on our schedule look are bad. Let me see here if I can look at the – I'm looking at our schedule here. Men's basketball schedule. We beat Oakland. Hey, we beat Dayton in the exhibition game.
Dayton is a ranked team right now. They are going to win the A-10 most likely. They are a ranked team, and we went to Dayton first game the whole season. It was an exhibition game, 78-70. We beat them. We beat them in their building handedly.
Penn State's a bad loss. Texas A&M. What'd they finish?
They're right on the bubble. I think they're like the first four in. They're like the last four in. They're right there. So it's not a good loss or a bad loss. It's just a loss.
Well, they say that Indiana's a bad loss, but I think the Penn State loss is worse because we were on the road and we were up by 20 in that game.
I mean, it's not college football. Like
Michigan loss is the bad loss.
But that's a rival. That's what anything goes. And like I can
only
make an argument.
They had three wins in the year.
I know, but I think they're a rival.
Yeah, I mean, we lost to Indiana twice, and I can see where they might think that's the bad loss. I mean, you got to split one of those. But also, too, we lost one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Wait, hold on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We lost eight of nine games. No, we lost 9 of 11 games in a row. Like it was really bad. We lost really bad to Wisconsin. And then we lost to Minnesota, which isn't a terrible loss, but I just think with all those losses right there, it really hurt us. And now we're just playing catch up. But I mean,
But you look at the 2019, there was a
we beat.
2012, 2018, 2019 team. They had fewer, they had actually, I think it was, they were like, they only had 8 wins in the Big Ten. Look at, pull up that schedule the year we beat Iowa State and lost to Houston. That Ohio State team's resume was not as good as this team's. So I
What was
don't.
it, 2018, 2019, or 2019, 2018?
2018,
20.
2019, because 2019, 2020 was COVID. So it would have been 2018, 2019. It was Holtman's second year where we beat Iowa State, lost to Houston. Pull up that team's resume. That team was not that good. And they easily, we weren't even sweating come selection Sunday. And now suddenly this team is not good enough. I'm not following the metrics. I'm having a hard time believe this isn't a tournament team.
Yeah, it's really, I'm pulling that schedule up right now, 2018, 2019.
They were 8-12 in the Big Ten, so we were 9-11, so we're already better in the conference. And they
We
beat,
finished eighth in the Big Ten, though.
but we have a better record this year. Our best win, we beat UCLA, Cincinnati, Iowa. I think it was the Justin Arons. Yeah, it was the Justin Arons game, and then yeah. And then Indiana in the
We
Big Ten
beat
tournament.
Kentucky. We
That was
here's our 2018.
2018, 2019. We played, no, we didn't play Kentucky. We lost to Syracuse. We lost to Michigan State, ranked Maryland, ranked Michigan. Literally,
Oh,
only ranked win was Iowa, bro. Iowa.
we beat Creighton. We lost to Syracuse, who was bad. We beat Bucknell by two. Beat UCLA.
We were
We beat
19.
Rutgers.
We were 19-13, and we made the NCAA tournament. We didn't even go over 20 wins.
Ooh, we had a bad loss against Maryland at home.
That's what I'm saying.
75-61.
How is this team not better than this team? Because this team is right now clearly better than that team, and yet I just don't understand how we got in that year. And this year we're not even.
Holy crap. We had a real bad loss against Michigan State.
Holtman must have been doing some voodoo magic with the media, because like now that he's gone and he's going to DePaul, it's we're not good, but this has been the funnest basketball I've seen us play in a while. It blows my mind. It blows my mind.
Yeah, we had some bad losses. No, very, not many good wins.
Yeah,
So
and
weird.
this team is worthy, I'm telling you. I don't care if I have to just be insufferable on Twitter about it. This team is worthy. They're good, and they deserve a shot from what from the past month, what we've seen, how they've played. This team is tournament ready, I think. And tomorrow they're going to prove it. When they play Illinois, Illinois is completely beatable. Coleman Hawkins, their big man, he's a liability. We could expose him, especially the way Akpar is defending the rim and Zed Key's playing offensively. I think.
I tell you what, though right now Lenardi has us not even in the first four out, but we're getting close. They beat Illinois. I guarantee it we're in that first four out in his eyes. And I know Joe Lenardi can be Joe Lunardi. Like, he doesn't like respect the Buckeyes. But they go on to beat Illinois, and then they go on to beat Nebraska or Indiana or Penn State. If Penn State makes a comeback here. And they get to the championship game, they're a lock. Doesn't matter if they beat Purdue or Michigan State or Northwestern or not. That's just my opinion.
My opinion is this team can win the whole Big Ten right now. This team, I believe Jeff Goodman in his bracket. I believe it was Jeff Goodman. Don't quote me on who it was, but 95% sure it was Jeff Goodman. He picked us to win the Big Ten, and I'm feel this is a complete team right now, and we got so many guys coming off the bench, like Scotty Milton, literally shot, you know, 100% from the field today, 11 points. Dale Bonner coming off the bench, amazing. You know, he only had 7 points, but he, you know, his defense is so good too, especially that steal and the pass behind the back, which honestly kind of caused, I think, a big turning point in the game where we took a firm lead and we're actually able to hold on to it. Devin Royal is playing really good too. All our young guys are playing really great. We're rotating guys. I don't see foul trouble really being an issue, to be honest. And I think we'll have fresh legs because we're rotating so much now. This is a deadly team. And now, you know, they've gotten their first taste of blood. They've gotten some shots up. They've scored in this arena psychologically going into tomorrow when they play Illinois. I think that's going to be an advantage for them because, you know, they've got one under the belt. And, you know, they're not super tired because they had, from the Michigan game to the Rutgers game, they had a full week off. And then they had till today, they've had what, like
4 days,
4 days rest. So this team is prime. Like, you could not put it on a platter for them better.
Roddy Gale seems to show up in the Big Ten tournament as well too.
He does.
And it's going to be fun tomorrow at 6:30 when they play in Illinois. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think they match up well against Illinois too.
No, I do, because it's like, obviously Terrence Shannon's a stud for Illinois, but like Bruce Thornton is one of the best players in the Big Ten right now. He has the best assist to turnover ratio in the Big Ten, and then Jameson Battle is the best 3-point shooter in the Big Ten. This team and Felix Okpara, like obviously his hands are slow. Don't get me wrong, he needs to work on catching the ball and being quicker with his hands, but him protecting the rim, man. Nothing gets by him.
And the way Devin Royal's coming off the bench, playing Singleton coming off the bench, even the guy with number three, what's his name? Chapman. He's shooting the ball well. I mean, they're all shooting the ball pretty well. They got to defend a little bit better than they did tonight. I mean, obviously, I think Iowa just shot themselves out of this game early on. But, like, they're going to be a matchup problem with Illinois. And I think the Buckeyes are primed for it. And I'm on the fence. I'm so convinced that this is Diebler's job. I think May's going to end up at Louisville. Dave Biddle, who's a really good reliable source, posted on Twitter and said the boosters want May or Diebler, and I think we're going to get Diebler. I really do. The guy's earned it, regardless if he wins or loses tomorrow.
I want Diebler too. It's not – I think May and Diebler, it's marginally the same. May, I think, is a little better, but it comes down to the cost. It's like May, one, you're going to pay more in money. Diebler, you know, you can give him kind of you can lowball the guy, honestly. Like, and it's not even a lowball because he'll be getting, if you make him full time, he's only making 400K a year. Let's say you sign him $1 million a year.
And I feel like, too, no one will transfer either.
Yeah. Well, it's a lowball for a coach, but it's like you're still getting a quality coach for cheaper. And he's a great recruiter, you know, recruited Darius Garland at Vanderbilt. All our recruiting classes have been great. And then, yeah, I feel like we would minimize the attrition too. Of people transferring, so it's a whole. You got to look at the scope of it, and just the way we're playing, how good he is with like the game management. And yes, like you gotta give credit to the players. They're making shots, but our inbound plays are so much better. And like we had a couple plays today. I know we had a 5 seconds, which I don't think it was a 5 seconds. That it was a very quick 5 second call. I would like to go see the tape on that. But our guys, they're running plays so much like our inbound plays seem so much crisper. We're beating the press. We're playing confidently. He's going deep into his bench. It's just stuff that like you did not see under Holtman. And it's just the little things, but like those little things make the difference in the Big Ten.
Yeah, if I will say this, if Ohio State wins tomorrow and they win Saturday, regardless, if they win tomorrow and they win Saturday, regardless of the outcome on Sunday, we will have an emergency episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast where we break down the brackets if the Buckeyes make the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, but I'm psyched. I think we do get it done against Illinois. My biggest fear is we beat Illinois, we beat either Nebraska or Penn State, we go to the Big Ten title game, we lose, and then we get left out of the bracket. That's when I will literally lose my mind. But in the nice way. I will literally be so angry for this team because they should be in base. With the win today, they should be in the tournament. They should be in the tournament. I'll debate anyone on this, but if they make it all the way to the championship and they do not get in, January 6th, the NCAA committee, like I will riot out there. That's a
All
joke.
right.
I'm not actually gonna do that, but like that's how
I
I
know.
feel.
Do you know who's rioting right now? Tennessee Jeff right now, because
Oh.
Tony Alford, Benedict Alford has went to the enemy.
So, for those who don't follow Tennessee Jeff on Facebook, go add him as a friend. He's obviously a good friend of the show. He had an amazing, just rant yesterday night, just about the Tony Alford situation. But it's a low blow, man. It's
Yeah, it
messed
is.
up. I'm like angry about it because it's just it's the way he does it. It's you kind of wait. You have the one the you have the best backfield in college football. You have Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. You didn't play Dallin Hayden ever, so you got three-headed monster there. You wait till all our plays are kind of installed in the spring, so now you can go bring that the schemes and all over to Michigan as if they didn't need any more of that. And then to just how quickly and how. You were here for 9 years. You coached some greats. How quickly and effortlessly, from when you post the goodbye on Twitter to just, changing everything immediately to Michigan, that's messed up, man. That's real messed up. And like,
It is
he
like
better
I
not be
get
playing the victim card when people start saying stuff. I hope if he understands the rivalry, which he should, because he's been here for 9 years. The way he did that, he better understand that, like, when people aren't nice to him, that's why.
I get the move like to leave Ohio State like because he wants longevity, he wants the longer contract, like 'cause he almost got fired this year and
That's totally.
retain.
That's totally. He had
But
offers from
you
other places. I believe he had offers from Miami. I think Georgia.
LSU,
LSU, was Georgia one of them?
no, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yeah. You could have picked any of those three, but you took
You
Michigan.
chose Michigan.
And for it sounds like it was very personal because the term that Michigan offered was about the same that Ohio State offered, and I'm pretty sure everywhere else offered more.
Was So Zach Smith the other last couple weeks ago posted an episode of coaches that got in a scuffle. Was it Tony Alford and Justin Fry? Because
Oh.
there is rumors out there that Ryan Day last year during the Notre Dame game, they were trying to make a call on the field, and Tony Alford suggested something, and so did Justin Fry, and Ryan Day went with Justin Fry instead of Tony Alford.
Interesting.
So,
I mean,
but
And for a
I
guy
look
like
at.
Tony too, because he didn't he have, I believe he was rumored to be the Colorado State head coach at one point too. So like
Yes.
he could definitely be a head coach in the future. And like if this is that's his aspiration, I'm totally fine with it. And like I look, he's a good dude.
Yeah, wonderful guy.
He's from Dublin. Like I hear he has a great family, like some great kids. Nothing but good stuff about Tony. It's just from a rivalry perspective and
The
like
way he did it.
it's messed up. And like I just when he gets booed in November when he comes to play Ohio State, I just want him to understand that like it is personal. Like it absolutely is personal because he went to that team up north. And like
Yeah.
don't think like I just don't want him to be like pointing the fingers at the fans and saying we're bad fans or booing him. No. You've been here for 9 years. We're the best. We would have supported you, Tony, if you went anywhere else. But like the way you did that, I'm sorry. You're dead to us. Like it's just messed up.
It is messed up, babe. I mean, I hope for nothing but the best for him personally because he is a good dude. He's got a good family. But like.
I hope he makes millions of dollars. I hope he has a very successful career. And I also hope he never beats Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
How can there's
Now
a
the time,
lesson one every year? Go ahead.
now the time, yeah, now the time is how are they going to replace them? Are they going to replace them by the end of the week, or are they going to wait it out all spring? Let Ryan Day coach quarterbacks, let Chip Kelly coach the running backs till the end of spring. I tend to think that they're going to try to get a deal done within the next week or so because they're going to have to. They need to get somebody in there, get relationship with the players. But
You need a running back coach, though? Like, honest question, do you need one? Why don't
I
we?
think you do. And
Is it like
plus, like,
required?
because I think if Ryan Day wants to be the CEO, Chip Kelly needs to be coaching the quarterbacks. And I think, like,
Well,
the thing too.
couldn't Chip switch over to the running backs and then we hire like an assistant to do the quarterback? Or like, I'm just trying to think.
I think they're going. There's a couple of names that I've been hearing. I think they're going to go try to go after Alabama's running back coach, Gillespie. Oh, I heard Scotty Graham from Washington, former Buckeye. I think, in my opinion, it should be Graham. He's a former Buckeye, played for the Buckeyes, captain, tough as nails, dude. He's at Washington right now. Obviously, you've been hearing Eddie George's name, but Eddie George is committed to being the head coach at Tennessee Tech or Tennessee State, whatever. But his running backs coach, who was also his backup at Ohio State, Pepe Pearson, who I think would be really good, could be a name. I also heard the Texas running backs coach could be a name. So this could be interesting to see. Or does Ryan Day already have somebody in place that we don't know about, like a Chip Kelly guy or.
I think we hire, hear me out, with that extra coaching spot that opens up, we hire a full-time special teams guy. Cause I know like Keenan Bailey, I think, is doing special teams. We just hire a special teams guy and then we reach out because he's probably not getting another NFL contract. We just reach out to Zeke and just be like, hey, you want to start your coaching career? Come be like a glorified assistant. Like he's not an official coach, but like he's coaching the running back.
But you also could hire a guy because Keenan Bailey does tight ends and supposedly, actually, they haven't really released who's coaching special teams. You could also hire a running backs coach to help with the special teams. You could, like, for instance, the guys that are already at like Alabama and Gillespie at Alabama, Graham at Washington, you could be like, okay, come be our running backs coach. Coach the two best running backs in the country and coach our special teams.
I just feel like the running backs coach, we don't need that much out of them this year. I feel like it's a waste of time to like be coaching the running backs because we have two, we have a senior in Trey and we have Judkins and then Dallin Eight. Like we have all veterans. I think we'll be all right there.
It's recruiting. It's the two guys that they want to try to get in recruiting, Bo Jackson and
Yeah,
the
you
other
know, though,
guy.
I just think like getting a guy like Zeke, like a former player. I think that would be the play because it's just like you start them out like kind of like Laurinaitis situation. You kind of feel it's a former player, they feel it out. Other
Well,
guys are
Graham is a former player, so.
Yeah, but it's like Zeke, a guy like Zeke has more pull than Graham and Pepe Pearson and all these guys. You know, it's
You really
Zeke.
think so?
Absolutely,
Well,
bro.
more than Pepe Pearson, but I don't know about Graham. Graham's been in the business for a
Dude,
while.
all right, maybe you're right, but I guess like I just feel like Zeke, like because he's been done it so recently, he has the ring. Eddie George too would
I
obviously,
think Eddie George would be the home run guy.
but like he's been a head coach too. I don't that seem
Here,
I don't.
here's a name. He's a Chip Kelly guy. He's won a couple Super Bowls. He punched a guy at Boise State. LeGarrette
LeGarrette,
Blount, man.
I love that. I'd be
LeGarrette
thrilled.
Blount. He's a Chip Kelly guy, too.
No, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with like literally. I just want to make it clear: bringing in a guy to coach the running backs, but they're not titled running back coach, and then we use that extra coaching spot on the special teams. And then next year we can reevaluate and maybe get rid of the special teams guy, and then get another running back guy or promote the guy. But like, I feel like the special teams just need such an overhaul, and the running back position doesn't need an overhaul, that it's almost like a blessing. Like it's cutting something that's not efficient in one spot, and then we can go target something more important.
But you also see too the turn of the era now. Ryan Day starting to get Urban Meyer's guys out of there. There's only one left, and his name's Larry Johnson. So it's gonna be quite the interesting feat to see how this ball plays out for Ryan Day and his coaching staff. So sorry for y'all, it's been a long day. So but spring games in a month, it's gonna be fun. Do have some big news, you know. One of the episodes when Dan's out being doing early fatherhood, our boy Jamie Sumner gonna come back on. Just me and him talk some football, probably talk about the trenches, the guys in the trenches, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. We'll be dropping that episode when Dan is changing diapers and feeding a baby, so that's going to be coming
Be a
soon.
blast. Yeah, any day now. And for the listeners, so like if I'm gone for a couple weeks, all's good with the show. Cass, Jamie, Blake, and some others are gonna hold it down. It's gonna be great. I'll just be gone for a little bit, you know, taking care of my kid, getting acclimated, but I'll be back. I'll be back and ready to go. Just gotta kind of, you know, get things acclimated.
And then when he comes back, I'll be gone for a week because I'll be in the middle by the equator, on a cruise. So, yeah, it's that time of the year, man. Trust me, the breakdown of Chip Kelly's offense is coming. But Jake Diebler and the Ohio State Buckeyes keep winning.
It is.
So if you're listening to this show and you know it's Saturday and you're listening to this show, hopefully you're enjoying a second win by the Buckeyes and getting ready to enjoy a possible third win. But if you're not, if you're listening to this to tomorrow before the game, go Bucks, enjoy your Friday and beat Illinois, and then you know, hopefully get to Saturday, beat whoever we play, Indiana or Nebraska or Penn State. Get to Sunday, enjoy St. Patrick's Day, and hopefully an upset win over Purdue again.
Absolutely. I mean, I think personally Purdue is going to lose to Northwestern. I think Northwestern has their number.
What if they lose tomorrow to Michigan State if their guards keep if their guards
Michigan
play the
State's
good?
so bad. They're not good, I don't think.
Their guards were really good today, though.
Yeah, I think Michigan State doesn't beat them, but watch out for Northwestern. I think that's the team. They're really good. And no, like
Northwestern and Wisconsin's gonna be fun tomorrow.
that's going to be a great one. But I'm just excited for some great basketball this week. I'm just currently trying to survive a tornado warning. It's like I didn't realize, oh, I live in, you know, Nebraska and Iowa these days, because it's like we're getting why is Plain City Tornado Central this year? I don't understand it. It's like I'm hunkering down. It's crazy.
Hey, gotta hunker down and be careful. Also, like, I'm the type of guy, like my wife said, if we get tornado warnings around here, she's gonna take all the cushions off the couch and hide on behind the island. And I was like, well, I'll probably open the door and watch it. So, but yeah, I mean, but I mean, you knew who's not enjoying tonight, and I know it's not Big Ten. Duke losing to NC State, man. Duke basketball just went from being a solid lock as a two seed, almost flirting with a one seed, to all of a sudden within the last month or so, they might get a four seed. That's how crazy it is.
I'd be, as a Buckeye fan, I'd be ecstatic with a four seed. So I'm not even gonna say anything.
Hey, I just don't like Duke.
I just want to get in the tournament. I just want to got yeah, got to get in, and then anything can happen.
Yeah, I still can't believe Chris Holman beat Duke, so.
I can't believe Chris Holman got a 6-year deal with DePaul.
Hey, I mean,
Oh my God, I was loud. Did you hear that?
no, I did not. He did really well with Butler, and I think with these mid-majors, he's going to be all right.
I mean, look, DePaul, there's no. They almost beat Villanova, by the way. And Villanova might take a spot from Ohio State on the bubble. They are not deserving. They beat DePaul, a 3-win DePaul team, on a last second shot in the Big East tournament. They are not good. I think that is worse than Ohio State losing to Indiana. We need to talk about that. But it's going to be just hilarious to watch Holtman at DePaul. It's either going to be he's going to make them like a historic, like he's going to bring them to a Final Four, or they're going to be just the best team every December, and then that's it.
It's gonna be funny. I mean,
I mean, I'm going to watch so much DePaul basketball next year just as like a social experiment to see like was it him or was it our program?
are
Like
you going to actually watch it or just go to box scores? Because I don't know if I could watch a Holtman game again.
I'm watching it. Oh, I'm gonna be disgusted.
I hope York adds DePaul on the schedule next year.
I feel like we'll see DePaul in like one of those random tournaments.
What's one of those tournament random tournaments
Emerald Coast Classic.
like what
Maui Invitational.
not the Maui, but what's the one that's the Atlantis?
The Battle for Atlantis or
The bad.
the Gavitt Games. I think it's like in New York. It's always during Feast Week, and it's always like the Monday or Tuesday or like Wednesday, and it's like I'm not even like paying that much attention to it because I'm like, we got to beat Michigan this week, and I'm like looking at like, all right,
It's
how.
like the one game that you and I went to with our wives. We were playing the night before we roasted Michigan with against in 2019.
What a time that was. That
Yeah, what a time.
was the last time. It's sad. That was a while ago for you.
It's 5 years ago. So,
That's depressing. All right. I don't want to talk anymore.
enjoy the weekend, everyone. Go Bucks. Beat Illinois, beat Nebraska slash Indiana slash Penn State, and then beat either Nebraska or Wisconsin or,
Just keep winning. Just keep winning.
just keep winning.
That's all I got, big Cass. I'm afraid I'm gonna lose power any second here, so I want to get this saved. But that's all I got. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I love you, Jake Diebler. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.